Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Real with Chill. Did you host Charles? I'm decided I changed the name to the show or my show. I'm going with The Harsh Truth by T.L. Childs or T.C. So it's H.T.T.C. And today's episode's about beautiful women, pretty women. We all know some. I personally think every woman, every person is wonderfully and beautifully made and all this and that and the third. But in generalities, there are beautiful women, there are not so beautiful women. And today I'm just dealing in beautiful women. Maybe women from, if you scale ranges from 1 to 10, I say 9s, 8.5s, and 10s, and above, if you go above 10. Because some people go above 10, some women go above 10. Anyway, what am I talking about here? These women deal with a lot of loneliness, a lot of, you know, attitude problems, a lot of arrogance of being, you know, vain or smug or rational. And why do you say that? Because women that have been told that they're beautiful, I mean, all women at one point in time, but the beautiful women, quote unquote, have been told that their entire lives. Now, back in the, you know, maybe 70s, even 80s, maybe even early 90s, you know, the extraordinary 8.5 and 9s and 10s, like I said, would get attention for most people once they just go out about, you know, their daily lives. And it just would be, you know, gas station, grocery store, on a job, something like that. It's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I think you're beautiful. Or in the club, you know. But let's go to 2015, where we're at right now. And so this is T.L. Childs. You listen to an episode of Real But Chill, Changing to the Harsh Truth with T.L. Childs. So, okay. We're in 2015. Women have now, beautiful women, all women. This is what's crazy about it. This social media world we live in. And I understand the me talking about social media in a way, by also using it as an avenue to get my word out. But anyway, so the coincidence or whatever you want to call it, 2015, social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, all these things, right, have given beautiful women even more of an avenue to think they're extremely beautiful. And it's fine. We all like attention. We all want somebody to tell us that we look a certain way, you know. That's why, you know, everybody wants to hear something like that. But say the girl in 1990 that was an 8.5, that's 8.5 or 9, nowadays, she gets attention from random people. She just goes about her day and maybe, you know, calls from a lot of guys. In 2015, that has tripled, quadrupled, whatever. You have women on Instagram that have thousands of followers, hundreds of thousands of followers, telling them every day, oh, you're beautiful. You just, oh, my gosh, you're just the greatest thing I've ever seen in my whole damn life. So you go from having maybe 10 people tell you a day to hundreds of people to tell you a day. And the craziest part about it is some of those women still don't think they're beautiful. Some of those women still think and stare in the mirror and think, what in the world is going on? I don't see what they see. And so my point is, the beautiful women have been destroyed, absolutely destroyed by men, by us, by themselves and the women around them. You know, I've been learning about women ever since I've, you know, been born. You know, I'm a man, I want to know. And the craziest thing is, women do not dress up and look good for us 9 times out of 10. They do it for each other. So that's what the craziest part. When you got a girl on Snapchat, I have a female friend on Snapchat all the time. All the time she's on Snapchat talking and just looking at herself and looking at herself. I'm like, what is the point? What is the point? She wants to confirm. The point is she wants to confirm that she's beautiful. Even if somebody tells her that she's beautiful, even if she has hundreds of people telling her she's beautiful, she wants to confirm her beauty by being on Snapchat all the time and attention. Because it's just not enough for her to get attention by a couple guys here and there. She has to have more than a couple tell her that she looks good. And then she has to confirm it by being on Snapchat. And then you have your Instagram woman that, you know, got to confirm it that way. And then some women want to have the text messaging back and forth that leads to nothing. So my point is, beautiful women are a gift and a curse because they look good and people tell them they look good, but then they don't tell themselves that they look good. And then they, when it comes to dating, they seem to can't find somebody because he don't look like Boris Kodjo or Idris Elba, because she thinks she's so beautiful. The only thing that could touch her is somebody look like a damn poster. And that's the problem. And even if you get, I always talk to my friends, my boys about, you know, you can't get women in a full package. It's either one thing or another. So yes, maybe you get a beautiful woman with a beautiful personality, but somewhere inside she's like, her soul is just scratched up, beat up, hurt, because even though she's cool and she's fun to be around, she just inside thinking that I'm not this pretty, or he doesn't really like. So you can't really win. Even if you get a beautiful woman that with a good personality, there's always something else going on. And so even, so let's even think about it in the way of the models. And you see a woman, all the time men see women that they want, and they'll try. But they can't get because, like I said, you got to look like Boris. You got to look like Idris. Or you got to have money like an owner in the NFL. Maybe not even that far. You got to have rapper money. Well, not even that far. You got to have, you got to be making at least 100K. Or if you want to take it further, if you want to go a little lower than that, you got to look a certain way. You see all these cases and ifs and buts for beautiful women? If you don't look a certain way, if you don't have a certain amount of money, or if you ain't a certain status, you're not on her level, which is ridiculous. See, all these Snapchat chats and all these Instagrams and all this other stuff, and they hyped up your personality and made you have this sense of entitlement, makes you think you are this business in yourself. When the truth is, you should just not take what you can get, take what treats you the best, instead of trying to get some type of status or title. Because if he's Mr. I Got It All and you just look good, what you going to be to him but just a roll in the hay? Just something to do or have sex with, but that's about it. So beautiful women set themselves up anyway. They got the guy they want. Guess what? That guy ain't trying to do what you want to do. He don't want to marry you. He don't want to be with you. If you think you're good enough or beautiful enough to get the whatever type of man you're supposed to get, whatever type of qualities he's supposed to have, and you finally get him, and you know you can't get him to act right, because it works on both ends. Because, you know, guys that are, you know, quote-unquote poster childs or whatever you want to call them that look a certain way, you're not the only girl trying to get them. And that's how it works. And that's the problem with the whole situation. Beautiful people want beautiful people, and that's fine because I feel, like I said, we are all beautiful in a way. But just prepare to have something to go through. It's not going to be just all roses and flowers. It's going to be really tough. So even if you got somebody with all these crappy, and that's another thing, having standards is one thing. But just saying you can't be with somebody because they're not tall enough or they don't hair, they don't have dreads, and they don't tattoos, it's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. If you ever pick somebody because he or she doesn't have a certain amount of tattoos or a certain look to their face or their hair is a certain length or a certain, you're going to be the loneliest person in this world. You know why people are lonely? You know why beautiful women are lonely? Because I just, like I've been saying this whole time, there's these irrational, crazy standards they have for these men they're supposed to want to be with. And it just doesn't work that way. We all come with flaws. So no matter how, quote, unquote, beautiful you are, you have a flaw too. And for you to, and that's another thing. How are you going to want somebody that has all these things and you don't have them yourself? I mean, we're all hypocrites in a way, but damn, at least have half of what you expect out of a person. And then on top of the whole IG, Snapchat, beautiful thing, they got a lot of 5.5s, a lot of 4s, a lot of 6, a lot of 6.5s thinking that they're 10s because of these, you know, filters and shades, and they don't really look like what they look like in real life. So they got the beautiful woman complex of I can only talk to this guy that has this. People only lonely, beautiful women only lonely because they do it to themselves. You don't have to go with the ugliest person in order to be happy, but you got to be rational with yourself. Got some common sense when it comes to talking to dating other people. You got to start to realize that you can't get everything you want. It just doesn't work that way. And when you do get everything you want and you've been trying to get this guy or girl that has everything you want, watch how difficult those relationships are. Because if they got everything you want and they some supposed perfect 10, you're not the only person noticing that. So my point is, it's a curse for a woman to be beautiful, and it's a shame. Because if a beautiful woman would just realize the situation around her and stop being so damn arrogant. And it goes for guys too. If men would stop trying to have every woman they want and appreciate the ones that actually want them, there'd be a lot happier brothers or men out here too. But men, we work the same way. You know, we want what we want, how we want it, and don't want to be told anything. But that's a whole other conversation. I just wanted to talk about beautiful women. And that's just how it works for them. They can't win, they can't lose. So, it really doesn't matter. It matters, but until they realize that this whole IG, Snapchat, mentality, hundreds of men telling you that you're very beautiful, you're this and you're that, it's a front. It's all fictitious. It's not real. Just be honest with yourself. Be real with yourself. Stop trying to tell yourself that you're this and that because some phony man is telling you that you are. This is The Harsh Truth with T.L. Childs. I'll try to do more episodes as time goes on. Until then, beautiful women need to realize they're beautiful, but there's a lot more than what's on the outside. It's about what's on the inside.